If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
It is a numbers game here on VSiN. Happy to be with you. First Friday of February. Usually, this would be the day leading you into the big game. Into the weekend of the big game, I should say. A little different now. Extra week of a regular season means we get the Pro Bowl. By the way, AFC favored by one in the Pro Bowl, I have no play. I know that comes as a disappointment to everybody. Wyatt Tomchek staring at me like I have 10 heads. So I think that's all you need to know, folks.
At what point did you stop caring about the Pro Bowl? Because for me, like when I was younger, I actually enjoyed watching it when it was after the Super Bowl. But now when they moved it up a week and then the guys from the Super Bowl don't play.
Wyatt, it was never really a thing. Like, it was fun. You know what it was? It was more fun to play it in Madden. Like, if you're, as a kid, if you had the Madden franchise going, it was more fun to just say, you know what, we'll play the Pro Bowl. Fine, let's have a fun time. Just legitimately run trick plays on every single play because the game doesn't matter.
Well, when I played it in Madden, I always used to like, you know, the jerseys. Then you could see all the different style helmets
out
there.
Of course,
that was a big thing. Yeah,
but other than that, it's not worth it. It doesn't
compare to the All-Star game for the MLB or even the NBA. The NBA All-Star game 2 years ago. Now that was fun.
I will say I'm not a huge fan of All-Star games to begin with. I understand the pageantry of the baseball All-Star game, but you're now wearing fake uniforms instead of your team's uniforms. That was kind of the allure. The NBA was better since they put the Elam ending in, and it also made it significantly harder to bet with putting the Elam ending in there. So that's not good from our perspective here. No bets, and the NHL All-Star game is tomorrow afternoon as well. No bets there as well. All-Star weekend in Vegas, Saturday afternoon for the NHL All-Star Game, Sunday afternoon for the Pro Bowl. Let's get back to a game, though, that we actually can find some angles on. Bengals and Rams, let's go to the MVP market because we touched on this earlier in the week. And I want to touch on this again because you look at your screen, Matthew Stafford, the short shot, no shock, plus 115. BetMGM, Joe Burrow, plus 225. Which is 60 cents longer than the Bengals' money line. Now, it's funny because earlier in the show, we brought up the multiple touchdowns scored in the game by a player, 2-plus or 3-plus. We brought that up. And if you're looking right now, and by the way, MGM also has a prop of position of Super Bowl winner, Super Bowl MVP winner, I should say. The quarterback is minus 350. Any other position is plus 260. I'm surprised that quarterback is not more than minus 350 at this rate. But we're looking for paths for guys who are not Stafford or Burrow. And the paths are narrow. And the only path that you have for offensive players that aren't quarterbacks are if they have historic outings in this game. And you look at the way it is, three touchdowns scored would be the way that you probably would get there if you're a skill position player. We'll get to the kicking props a little bit later again. But Cooper Kupp is 6-1 to win the Super Bowl MVP. Julian Edelman's the last wide receiver to do it, of course, three Super Bowls ago. But the problem with that was a 13-3 game. New England's defense played very well, but there wasn't like a dominant force defensively, individual-wise, on New England's defense. And if you remember, Tom Brady was not good in that game, by Brady standards at least. So Julian Edelman kind of won the MVP by accident. You know what was fun in that one, betting that game, Wyatt? I had Julian Edelman to score the game's first touchdown. Julian Edelman wins the MVP without scoring a touchdown. Of course, Sony Michel scored the only touchdown in that game. That was not a fun that was not a fun one for me. But looking at this market, though, the only guys that are outside of the quarterbacks, and we discussed this with Jason Weingarten on Wednesday. Cooper Kupp at 6-1 is way too short for a wide receiver, despite how good Kupp is. Chase at 16-1 is too short. A defensive player shorter than 50-1 is wild. And Aaron Donald at 16-1 is not a good bet. Because even though Aaron Donald could absolutely win the award, totally manhandles that offensive line, it's not any good. Makes plays, Rams hold the Bengals to like 7. Could be a defensive player. But Donald at 16-1, you're just not getting your bang for your buck. You're just not. So then you look down the board. All right, defensive players on the Rams side. Who could possibly sneak in? You can start with Von Miller at 50-1. I would like more than that. You're not really finding more than 50-1 anywhere else. Jalen Ramsey, Leonard Floyd, both 100-1. All right, maybe. Maybe on Leonard Floyd, another guy who could be dominant up front in this game. But again, if you're looking to bet defensive players, if you really want to bet the defensive player to win the MVP, you kind of should be looking at defensive props. You should be looking at sack props. You should be looking at total tackles. That's what you should be looking at if you're going on that angle. Look at those individual props. You're more likely, there are so many scenarios where, let's say, Von Miller has three sacks in this game. Von Miller, of course, won the MVP of Super Bowl 50. It's hard to win the MVP twice as a defensive player in this game. It's hard to win the MVP of the Super Bowl as a defensive player, period. It took a very weird result in a Super Bowl in the early 2000s where Dexter Jackson won the Super Bowl MVP. Which, by the way, is the most perplexing Super Bowl MVP ever, still, to date. Just looking at career and how even that season went for an individual player with how good that Tampa defense was. Yeah, so, I'm going to stand with what I said earlier in the week. The quarterbacks are still the only play in this. Stafford at the plus price, Burrow at the plus price. Just because the avenues for the other players to win this award are so small. By the way, just pulling this up, and he's just popped this morning on BetMGM, and I know we won't have the visual, but I'll just read them off real quick. There are some head-to-head player specials out there that are a little bit interesting. Head-to-head most passing yards in this game, Stafford and Burrow. BetMGM is a pick 'em. Same juice, same on both sides, which is interesting to see. I don't know how bettable that is because the whole – if you're betting Burrow, you're assuming either Cincinnati is getting destroyed and they have to abandon a run game completely or Cincinnati's offensive line holds up. That's the way you're looking at Burrow in that market. More pass attempts, Stafford a dog at plus 105, Burrow minus 140. This is minus 115 juice, by the way, at BetMGM. I would look to Burrow in that even though I'm laying the juice. Again, the whole thing with this – is you're looking for basically how you feel about this game is how you're going to be looking to bet some of these yardage props and these head-to-heads if you're looking to bet them. If you look at the passing props, we talked about it earlier in the week, Burrow and Stafford's numbers are pretty darn close. 3-yard difference. Stafford, they're both juiced to the under. Stafford 279.5, Burrow 276.5. Both guys at 1.5 passing touchdowns. Stafford juiced over $2. I'd look for a 2 or even a 2.5 if you're going to look to bet that. Don't want to lay minus 225 on an over. Burrow minus 145 on over 1.5. The interceptions, by the way, I really like Matthew Stafford over the half minus 145. I know that is a reasonable amount of juice, but Cincinnati has made really good adjustments in-game in this postseason. They've intercepted everyone in this postseason. Carr, I understand, was out of desperation at the end trying to make a play. But Tannehill forced into three. Mahomes forced into two. Anything under minus 155, minus 160 should be okay on the over half pick for Stafford. That would be the way I'd look to play that. Burrow, I don't want anything to do with his interceptions. The two interceptions in this tournament so far for Burrow, the one against Tennessee was a very fluky pick. Deflection, great catch by the D-back. And then Snead made a spectacular catch on the pick in the Kansas City game. It was not a good throw. But it'll be interesting to see how these all, again, a lot of time, chop around. You'll be able to, any angle you'll find, you'll be able to bet it at a better number, one book or another. Just remember to shop around the whole way. By the way, to counterpoint the passing touchdowns real quick, there is a head-to-head on more passing touchdowns. Stafford is the favorite. No shock there based off those numbers. Minus 140 on Stafford, plus 105 on Burrow. Some of these, the most interesting head-to-head, we'll get in the next segment, because they match up number one wide receiver v. number one wide receiver, number two v. number two. The number twos are much more interesting than the number one, because we saw Kansas City, the way they game planned, was able to at least slow down Jamar Chase. I don't know if there is a game plan to slow down Cooper Kupp, unless if Cooper Kupp has a case of the dropsies, which, how often does that happen? Very, very rare with Kupp. So I don't think either of those are better. By the way, Kupp v. Jamar Chase, receiving yards, Kupp more to have more minus 165, Chase plus 125. Receptions, Kupp is minus 200, Chase plus 150. No shock there. I want to get to Beckham versus Higgins. That's the intriguing one. That's the one I'm looking at, because I think there's some value either way you look at it. You get a value either way. But I think T. Higgins, as I said earlier in the week, is going to be the X factor, and I agree with what Robbie Callen said earlier. If Cincinnati's going to have a chance to win, Higgins has to have a pretty nice-sized game. Look at those props. We'll look at some other props as well as we roll along. It is a numbers game here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
You know that VSiN is the best place to get all of your betting insights for the big game. And right now you can sign up to get our free big game betting guide. Digital, the digital guide gives you trends, strategies, props to watch, and tips from our experts. Visit VSiN.com/Super Bowl to get your free guide and get ready for the biggest betting action of the year. Again, that is the VSiN Big Game Betting Guide, not to be confused with our VSiN Big Game coverage, which is coming your way all next weekend. 56 hours of our coverage on VSiN.com. It is a numbers game here on VSiN. I'm Jeff Parles. Wyatt Tomchek here as well. Vinny Maliulo, slow jamming with us 15 minutes from now. Unfortunately, Dr. Eager had another obligation that he had to take care of, so won't have him on the program today. I'll give in. The most excited Wyatt Tomchek has been all morning. I will be very fast on this. I know you're pleased. You're happy here, Wyatt. The color of the Gatorade bath, and I'll just do this for throwing the odds up, because I know next week when this gets closer, we'll have a better feel. Orange is 2-1, blue is 3-1. I like how we're throwing green and yellow as the same one, which, by the way, lemon lime is green Gatorade, not yellow, despite what everyone says. Tennis ball is yellow green. They both work. Red/pink, 8-1, clear, +450, and then purple, indigo, and violet. There you go. Throw them all together at 10-1. Here's the deal. Red, I'm kind of stunned that red has never been used in a Super Bowl.
That's
surprising.
Yeah, that surprised me. If red's a very common color.
Well, when you think Gatorade, red yeah. Lemon, lime, orange, fruit punch, which is red.
Yeah.
That's what you think. Look, 5 out of the last 12 used orange, 2 out of the last 3 used blue, last used with the lime, green, yellow. No shock. The Eagles were the ones who did that. If you're making me bet it, I would bet clear. That's always the safest bet because it could end up with water. There's just more hydrating beverages that are clear than colored at this point.
See, I'm going with blue. Blue is it's the best Gatorade out there.
That has nothing. Far. That has nothing to do with anything, though.
So I'm gonna go with what I enjoy the most.
All right.
Now here's the hard part: is I'm colorblind to blue and green. So
uh-oh.
What happens if I mix up the colors and I thought I won? I go to cash the tickets. Like, hey, my eyes told me.
I know you'll be here for the big game betcast. Just ask our guy Kelly Bidlin what color it was. If your eyes fail you there. That's all I'll say.
Isaiah Wrinkle was very happy that these numbers got put on BetMGM yesterday.
I'm sure he was. Oh, Isaiah. All right, let's go to actual game props here as opposed to what liquid's going to get poured on a winning coach here. First team to score. Now, here's the deal. First team to score a touchdown, I should say. Let me specify there. Look, we got to go through a few things here because when you're looking on first scoring things, I usually almost trend to the dog because of the way it's priced. You also have to know the tendencies of both of these teams and willingness to defer or take the ball. Whoever wins the coin toss, I feel pretty safe in saying they're going to defer based off of what we've seen from these two coaches. And you're looking at the team to score the first touchdown at BetMGM. The no touchdowns, 100-1, don't bet that. There will be touchdowns in this game. Rams -150, Bengals +110. Oh, man, I'd like more than +110 on Cincy. That seems cheap. That seems like that should be long. Excuse me, that team seems short, I should say. That should be longer than that. I don't think that's bettable at that number. I think I look for a better number. You need at least +130 in order for me to bet that. I don't like that number. Don't like that one at all. Again, shop around on all these. I will say this too. These are coming out throughout the week in every spot. Team to score first would be what I like better. You have more outs. And that would be, I would be willing to take a +110 on first team to score, period. Whether it be a safety, a field goal, or a touchdown on Cincinnati. I would much rather have that price on that as opposed to scoring the first touchdown. Speaking of the first scoring play, what will it be? The bet here is the field goal at plus 165. Now, look, we had multiple Super Bowls in the last decade where the safety was the first score of the game. That's probably your allotment of first score safeties in the Super Bowl probably for the next 25 years. Of course, the second New England Giants Super Bowl, and then the infamous one in the Meadowlands where the Broncos snapped the ball 9 miles over Peyton Manning's head against the Seahawks. Just a sign of things to come in that absolute destruction in the Meadowlands, Seattle's title over the Denver Broncos. Field goal plus 165, here's the reason. The Bengals have struggled horribly in the red zone in this postseason because of their offensive line play. The Rams, as we know, Sean McVay is really conservative and actually is on trends towards being one of those coaches who will take the points. He actually cost his team the second most points this year in the NFL by expected points by actually taking field goals instead of going for it on fourth down. The only one who was worse than that was Bruce Arians and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which is very interesting because when you have Tom Brady, wouldn't you think he'd be more aggressive? But that was the way it was this year. Field goal plus 165. I actually would really consider betting the field goal at that number. Just the way that these teams have played and the way they are coached, especially Cincinnati's off. Cincinnati, if they're the one who's going to score first, that offensive line will struggle in the red zone and will have to settle like they have throughout this postseason. That takes us to what the first score will be. Bengals field goal plus 375 is the bet. That's the bet. Same reasoning here. I really, really in the scenario of thinking that if the Bengals get in the red zone, they are going to struggle in this game. That's why I agree with what with Paul Carr's bet on Evan McPherson. I don't care that you're laying $1.50 juice on the over 1.5 field goals made. That's good. That's a good bet. That's why I like all McPherson's props earlier in the week, especially field goals and points over. Cincinnati is going to struggle to score touchdowns because of their offensive line play like they have this entire postseason against good teams. Now, the big question, too, is the Rams. I think it's safe to say the Rams are significantly better than any defense that the Bengals have seen this postseason. Kansas City's, I know they got better, but Kansas City still is defense 26 on total defense. The Titans had a good pass rush. Their secondary wasn't that good. That we saw that pass rush do whatever they wanted in that game. And the Raiders' defense was okay. Pretty similar to what the Titans were. Good pass rush, mediocre secondary. Pretty similar all the way around. But I like that. I like that. I put the plus 375 on a Bengals field goal to be the first score of the game. That would be the way I would look. I also think if the again, kind of a little contradictory to what I said, the Rams are much more likely to score a touchdown on their as the first score of the game than the Bengals, and the odds dictate that as well. Both teams 66-1 if they're scored on a safety. Save your money. Don't bother. It's not happening again. Lightning's not striking 3 times in 11 years. It's not happening. And if it does, so be it. Pretty crazy, by the way. Just, again, how that safety market has been bet. Just will there be a safety, period. Always a popular bet, especially because you had that run where you had 3 straight Super Bowls with a safety.
Have you bet those before, Jeff?
I don't bet the safety one, no. I don't bet that one. I mean, there are other props that I will bring up next week, and those markets are going to start settling. I brought one of them off the air, and I'll take it to the air right now. There are props of each kicker to basically, so like Evan McPherson to make a field goal in the first quarter, Evan McPherson to make a field goal in the second quarter, Evan McPherson to make a kick in the third, fourth, et cetera. Same deal for Matt Gay. I look to play those individual props because of just the, especially in this game, the way that the Bengals are probably going to have to play this game. Again, I expect McPherson to have more field goal attempts than he should because of bad blocking on Cincinnati's end.
Now, if BetMGM puts this up, do you think they'll have like sack props?
Well, look, the sack props will be out in abundance sooner rather than later. If you're looking at sack props, again, it kind of goes back to what I was saying before. If you think a defensive player has a chance to win the MVP, bet his props over. because if those props don't go over, you have no chance of winning the MVP bet. And even if those props go over, you still probably don't have much chance of winning your MVP bet on the defensive player, unless if something off kilter happens in this game. That's just what has happened. Von Miller dominated that game in Super Bowl 50 so badly that Cam and the Panthers couldn't do anything, and Peyton was average in that game. That's why Von Miller won the MVP of Super Bowl 50. Dexter Jackson won that one because that was a beatdown, and Jackson made big plays defensively. Slow Jamble and Vinny next on a Numbers Game. VSiN is a great new offer that can be described only as madness. You get VSiN All Access for everything we do from now through the College Football Championship on April 4th for only $29. Sign up now and get our daily best bet email, 24/7 video access, the upcoming College Hoops betting guide, bracket breakdowns, plus full access to VSiN.com with our exclusive betting split breakdowns on every game. This deal only happens once a year, so don't miss out. VSiN.com/madness to sign up today. He's here. It's Friday. There it is.
Thank you. Now it's official.
It is official. Slow Jamming with Vinny. Vinny Maliulo, better known as Maolio, with us right now. Vinny, I asked you when you walked in, have you guys gotten the book of props up? And what does Vinny do? He gives me the book of props.
That's right. There are many books, but this week, this is the one. This is the one you want, right? This is the one everybody wants. And yeah, Jeff, we started putting props up on Monday to get ahead of it. You know, just to because formulating the prices, not to trivialize it, is pretty straightforward. By now and things, it's formatting everything, you know, in terms of the system, in terms of the display boards, and of course the sheets that and the packets that you want to get out and everything like that. So, got ahead of them and had a bunch finished up yesterday afternoon, and there you in your hands is the South Point Super Bowl proposition packet.
Look, I am almost 100% digital at this point. Mm-hmm. When it comes to betting, this book is something that will be utilized very much so over the next especially today. I'm gonna go, this is my reading now. I'm gonna go home and legitimately go take an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours to go through everything.
Well, that's a good point that you bring up, because a lot of folks have become more familiar with the props and everything like that. And I'll tell you, it's very rare for someone to just bet the game, right? There are some folks that will just have prop bets. But if they're betting the game, for the most part, there'll be a certain number of props that they have action on. And so, certainly, look, we're proud of the packet here, but there's other play, the other – our colleagues in the industry have put theirs out and done a great job with them. So shop, compare, for sure. But get an idea, too. The most important thing, to your point, Jeff, is go read. Start marking it up. Have an idea when you get to the window of what you want. And certainly don't wait till the last minute, for sure.
No, well, definitely don't wait till the last minute. Yeah. You only have a... only have 9 more days.
Well,
that's
right. And you know what's amazing about props, and we've talked about the evolution of props, you know, going back to 1986 Super Bowl 20 with the Bears and the fridge prop, and how the evolution of props have really taken on a whole new chapter, really, in betting, not just on the Super Bowl. But, the props can accommodate for as high, depending on the location, on the property or the company, they can accommodate for maybe 60% of the Super Bowl handle. And that's significant. So, which also helps our side of the counter with, it's just not a decision on the game. I mean, years ago, I remember the days we had the game, the total, at the money line, and you had the half. You had second, you know, the second half. And so now it helps to not only create business, but also to mitigate risk in case you do have a risk on the game itself or the futures.
Vinny, I'm gonna bet Bengals to land on 9. Is that okay?
You can do that, as you know, and I'm laughing because, as you know, 9. So here we are, Vison. We're celebrating. This is anniversary week.
Yes, Vinny. It's yeah. the sixth Super Bowl,
and it's the fifth year of Vison, which has been a great, you know, great team effort, and you know, starting with, of course. When Brian Musburger first called me back in 2000, late 15, and we you know started this whole process, and then you know the Musburger family, Michael Gaughan and Ryan Grounie here at the South Point, and here we are, you know, 5 years later, 6 Super Bowls later. But the reason 9 I'm laughing is, so that first Super Bowl of VSiN was the comeback by the Patriots over the Falcons. Sorry, Brent. I know it's still too soon. But, you know, it's late in the game, or it's fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're sitting there in the back, and you're kind of getting an idea. You know, you're looking at props, you're looking at the – and, of course, at that particular point, the Patriots were sitting on 9. And I remember Chris Andrews – in fact, Gil Alexander, which, by the way, Gil – speedy recovery. Get well. We miss you here, buddy. Gil's sitting back there because Gil had a prop. He had a point spread prop on the Patriots. Okay. And of course, you know, it wasn't looking particularly well. And I see Chrissy's face and he goes, well, I see his face kind of go incredulous. He's got this look on his face and he goes, you got to be kidding me. And he looks and he sees Patriots to score exactly 9 points, like 500-1. I mean, it was like a huge number. And of course, it was sitting there for a little while. Remember, you know, and we're like, well, you got to be kidding me. So, yeah, you can do that. You can bet on exactly. And then, of course, the year the Rams scored 3.
Mm-hmm.
We did have a gentleman cash a 6-figure wager on that. So, And that's the beauty of the props too, because you're never out of most of the or a lot of the props, I should say, until the end of the game. By the way, if you're watching,
go ahead and throw that up. We
VSiN.com. Bill 80 found this picture of the studio that we're sitting in right now, and there's 4 days. Before the opening, and that's Chris Andrews in the foreground. Todd Musburger to his right. That's Gil Alexander to Todd's.
Well, Gil looks so young and spry.
People said to me, "Is that really Gil?" I said, "Yeah, that's Gil." And that's me facing the camera. And then up on the ladder, I think that's Brian Musburger because it was all hands on deck, as I tweeted out. And if I'm not mistaken, and people don't realize just how technically savvy Jimmy Vaccaro is, I believe he's filming this. but if you look at that picture, I mean, there's wires everywhere, there's boxes, there's all kinds of
stuff. There's not even a camera.
No, there's no camera.
It's just the way our studio is still.
It's just the counters, desk up, and the, yeah.
The desk is here, the board, the glass where our audio guy Kevin is sitting today, where Wyatt Tomchak is sitting today in the producer's chair. It's so pretty amazing. Pretty amazing how far the network has come, and now it's Super Bowl 6.
Six Super Bowls, and again, it's been great. I hope folks have enjoyed it and continue to enjoy it, and getting educated in our industry. And new operators. Let's remember, don't forget that picture's pre-PASPA being overturned as well. So a lot more operators now and, you know, sharing perspectives, not only continuing to share perspectives here in Nevada, but across the country, across North America. You know, we got a lot of listeners and operators in Canada as well.
Canada could be getting the single game bets
very
soon as well. So
mm-hmm.
It just... It's amazing to just see how far everything's come. And and look, it's not only just this giant prop book here at South Point. It's all across town, all across the country. And in all honesty, look, Vinny, the competition has made everyone better.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's an important point, too. You know, I mean, it is, you know, we're all competitive by nature, but you have to welcome competition, too. I always say this, and I think if you're an athlete, you want to compete with and against the best. And in our business, you know, you just can't sit around and rest on what you've done and do the same things all the time. So continue to learn, be open-minded, be respectful, especially of good opinions, sharp opinions, and not just opinions on our side of the counter. There's a lot of terrific opinions on the other side of the counter you want to be mindful of, and that's how you continue to learn. I mean, I'm in this business now for well over 40 years, approaching 45 years, and I can tell you, I would not have been in this position had I not maintained that as part of my philosophy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Vinny Maliulo with us here. We're going to slow jam for one more segment.
Sure.
I have some questions some of these that you put out
Let's
here. Go. And also, putting a bow on a discussion you and Gil had last week as well.
Okay.
Discuss that next on The Numbers Game.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All the action you need is at BetMGM. Sign up now using the bonus code VSIN1000 and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Simply download the BetMGM app or go to BetMGM.com today and enter the bonus code VSIN1000 to make your first risk-free wager today. That's your first wager risk-free up to $1,000 if you enter the code VSIN1000. This promotional offer not available in Nevada. It is a numbers game. I'm Jeff Parlson for Gil Alexander. Vinny Maliulo, slow jamming with Vinny alongside. Vinny, before we get back to the props, it's an annual tradition here at the South Point.
Right.
Weekend of the big game.
Mm-hmm.
This year, no Brent, though. Stormy Bonatoni is going to MC.
Mm-hmm.
You, Jimmy, Chris.
Yep.
Betting and beers.
Betting and beers in the South Point showroom on Friday evening. Doors open at 5:30, free to the general public. And things will kick off at about 6 p.m. And we'll talk about the game, this game. We'll tell stories. We'll talk about Super Bowls past and some memories and some of the things that highlighted those games from our side of the counter. And Stormio is going to host this year, and she'll do a great job. We had a meeting yesterday going over it. Prizes, there are going to be giveaways, good giveaways too. I'll give you a hint. There'll be some good stay and play opportunities for both visitors and locals alike. So again, free of charge to folks that get here next Friday. And I know we're going to record the event too, so it'll be shown during. It'll be shown here at the South Point live throughout the property, and then during the course of Super Bowl weekend. So it's something we've done every. We do it every year with Brent. We kick off the season in the Grandview Lounge, and then we have a Super Bowl event in the showroom. So we're looking forward to it. It'd be fun.
Always a fun time.
It is.
Remember
it is
the one for time. The Chiefs-Niners Super Bowl.
Chiefs-Niners, we had in there as well. Yeah,
they're
time. Well. Listen, we and again, you know, hopefully it's informative to folks and entertaining as well.
Any early lines on how many times Jimmy will say the word "kid"?
Oh, well, I guess, yeah, in fact, if you go through the
it's in the book?
The prop, there's got it. Kid, okay. There's kid, spa, individually, and then kid versus spa. And, you know, it's, yeah, so you'll find that. I want to say that's around page eight or so.
There we go. I'll make sure to look through that after the show, Vinny. The last two pages of the prop book.
Uh-huh.
One of them is the always needed, if you're new to betting, the Super Bowl betting guide, of basically just general tips and how to even simply something as going to the counter and actually making a wager properly, which for people that have been making wagers on their phones over the last few years since newer states have come on and newer books have come into existence, that is a little bit different if you go to the counter. So keep that in mind. There's a whole explanation good there. But, Vinny, I want to go back to a conversation, though, that you and Gil had last week, and that was the futures book for next year's Super Bowl.
Right.
And the last thing of odds in this packet are the Super Bowl for next year. And since that conversation you and Gil had, Tom Brady has stepped away.
Yes.
There's been absolutely no clarity to Aaron Rodgers' this situation.
Yep.
And lo and behold, here are your numbers right now for next year's Super Bowl, and just eyeballing it, Buffalo and Kansas City are your co-favorites out of the gate.
Yeah, 8-1 on the Bills and the Chiefs. The Rams are also 8-1, but you're going to look at these, and you're not going to see a price higher than 100-1. And again, what we talked about with Gil, Jeff, was, and this is about a week later than we typically have it up. Last year we put it up on January 28th. And by the way, in that opening future book last year, the Rams were 25-1 pre-Stafford and the other trades, obviously, but the Stafford trade was the big one at the time or shortly after that. And then the Bengals were 100-1. The reason that these prices can't be too high is because this year, unlike other years, is the quarterback carousel you alluded to, right? And it's not just Rodgers. When you look at you know, the Russell Wilson situation that's out there, even Kirk Cousins, but it's quarterbacks, significant quarterbacks that are, Tom Brady's retirement. So the ripple effect of all these factors, right, is going to come into play. Now it's a lot easier and a lot, frankly, smarter and safer as a bookmaker to. You could always go up as opposed to coming down. But you now, as a bettor, should start speculating as to what, you know, where do you think some of these quarterback chips, if you will, may fall or may not fall, right? Whatever the case may be. If you think that, you know, there was a report earlier this week that, that Aaron Rodgers bought property or bought a house
in
Nashville. Oh, Tennessee Titans. Well, if you think that there's merit to that or something to it at 18-1, you know, they're already a good team. They were a playoff team this year. In fact, they were the number one seed in the AFC and didn't work out for them. But if you look at those type, I remember There was a gentleman that came up to the counter a couple of years ago. And the Buccaneers, two Super Bowl futures ago, were 60 to 1. We opened them at 60 to 1. And he came up, and I'm trying to remember, I think, I want to say he bet a few thousand. I think, I just got a hunch Brady's going to Tampa. Well, it's a pretty good hunch, right?
Yeah, I'd say so.
So there's things like that. So you want to look at it. And again, that's why. So we wanted to get them up simply because folks do want to look at, and there'll be people here as they cash their Super Bowl tickets this year in particular that they want to look ahead to next year and maybe take a chance. So you're gambling on really a quarterback carousel to an extent.
There's one, I'm not going to say it because it could very much look foolish, but there's one number that if you listen to the network, I'll give away a hint here.
Okay.
That is a team that is near and dear to the heart of one person who works behind us in the sports book.
That is correct.
That the number is stunningly high to me.
Yes, I agree with that. And if you like that number,
may not exist for much longer.
You should get to the counter maybe on the next break. By the way, the highest one is the Texans at 200.
I'm not advocating betting on the Texans.
I'm not sure that quarterback carousel is going to impact
him.
There is, and I know exactly that actually is lower than the one you're talking about is lower than some places. So
it's still.
Still a good price.
Still very surprising to see that on that team.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say. But if you're a listener to the network, I think you get my drift on what I'm saying. All right, Vinny, we have a few more minutes here. As we get closer here, we haven't talked about just the traditional end of this. Rams right now, four and a half, 48.5 total, Vinny. Is this more likely to touch five and come back, or is this more likely to touch four and then go back to 4.5? I think 4.5 feels right.
Not a lot of difference really between 4.5 and 5,
right.
Honestly, Jeff. But what's maybe a little surprising, given the history of the betting on the Super Bowl, is the fact not so much that the game went from 4 to 4.5, but that the money line has gone up to $2 from the opener of $1.60. Now that corresponds more to the number, sure. The other surprise may be to some folks that the totals come down from 50 to 48.5. But I will tell you, as we get further into the week, that there will be dog money on the money line, and that there will be over money. Now, you know, the public loves to bet points, and they'll correlate a lot of their props and the statistics going over to the total as well. And there's nothing wrong with that. But why not bet the Bengals, right? But the dog typically gets bet on the money line in the Super Bowl.
Right. I would imagine that plus 175.
Yeah.
Even with no movement, as you said, on the spread potentially, mm-hmm. that thing will tighten. It always does in this game.
And you'll see a tightening of the juice next week too, as well as we typically do here at South Point.
There you go. Yeah, so. Absolutely. Be on the lookout for that, Vinny. We only got another 9 days to discuss this game.
We'll discuss and we'll share some memories still along the way.
Definitely, Vinny. Thank you.
Good to be with you, Jeff. Be well, Gil. Get well.
Yes, absolutely, Gil. Get better. Hopefully, see you on Monday. That's all the time we have here on the Numbers Game. I'm Jeff Parles. Big thanks to Wyatt, Kevin, Liz, and great crew that we have. Lombardi Line, Michael Lombardi, Patrick Maher coming up next here on VSiN.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.